What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
If you know what, you don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific, a little bit after 5, your ear holes be sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting listening application.
Ooh, yes.
Or at crabdiving.com, you can always get us. Don't forget, you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And muchas gracias to those that do and have.
Yes.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Some of it may involve this guy.
God bless the United States.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
How can anyone vote for him? How did you do it?
Well, they hate brown people just as much as he does.
Oh, you fucking idiot racist, you. My God.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's economic.
Oh, yes.
Even though every fucking study that has come out has said, you know what? We went in thinking it's probably going to be economic, and we came out saying, no, it's race.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's racism.
What a big fat fucking shocker.
Culturalism, whatever you want to call it.
Oh,
they're,
yes.
They're upsetty pants that all the browns are taking over, and it's not looking like it used to.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, dickhead.
The brown ones don't stay on their side of town no more.
I love how these racists, they want to say it's economics. What do they know about fucking economics? I mean, what do I know about it? But Jesus Christ. Economics, get the fuck out of here.
That's since the inauguration, basically.
Yay.
Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter and the Facebook and all that shit.
Yes.
And, thanks for joining us, everybody. Strap in, pour yourself a cold or hot one or whatever you enjoy to do.
Ooh, yes. Depending. Depending.
And well, yeah, we don't judge.
Yeah, we do judge.
Safe words,
right? Try to leave your guns at home, stupid.
Consent.
Oh yes.
Do whatever you like.
What the fuck is consent, pussy?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And have you seen any of the shit going on in Hong Kong?
I have.
Good fucking God,
yeah.
Dude! What
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah.
Try to get a connecting flight there.
There's,
God damn. That's the most interesting layover I've ever had.
It's very Republican of you.
Oh, yeah. God.
I'm concerned about my Asian connection.
Yeah.
Connecting flight. I don't want to go through Seoul. I hate that airport.
I mean, the scene down there, over there, is fucked.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Did you see the bus drive through all the people?
The protesters, yeah.
Dude.
Let's get right to the old headlines.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate your time and I was going to say efforts, but yeah. If it's an effort to listen to us, then
do it anyway.
We appreciate it even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it anyway.
Or do it anyway.
Yeah.
Over at the Comedy Pinko Liberal
Huff
Post.
Ooh, yeah, it's a wee wee.
The headline says, oh, I haven't heard this one. I hope there's audio.
Right.
It's a picture of Steve King.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, man. I read part of this. I was in work hell before the show, but
I don't.
I think he said something like super fucked up.
Well, yeah. King goes full wacko.
Great.
On rape and incest.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, hey, Steve King.
Oh, I know what he said. This is fucked up. Oh, God.
The Iowa congressman was defending not allowing exceptions for rape and incest in some anti-abortion legislation that he tried to pass in the Congress. Oh, my God.
What?
He was speaking to members at the West Side Conservative Club.
Fuck you. Oh, boy, that sounds like fun. The West Side of what?
I don't know.
My dick!
The Des Moines Register, so it must be...
Oh, yeah.
On the west side of Iowa.
That sounds like a real fun group of people.
Probably very diverse.
Yeah. Hey, like, when you're turning your Klan robe into the laundry to have it starched and bleached and whatever you want to fucking do, I guess you would have to put your initials in it somewhere so your Klan robe doesn't get mixed up with, say, Steve King's Klan robe
in
Des Moines.
Maybe they have little labels sewn on the inside.
Let's check for DNA.
With like a little animal on it so you can match your Klan robe to the right, like a garanimal.
Oh, yeah.
So everything matches.
Yes. God.
The West Side Conservative Club.
Yes.
King argued that humanity would not have the population it does today if not for rape and incest.
So is that...
Oh, my God.
Wait. Is that an argument for rape and incest? Listen. If you are going to bite my feet during the show,
not me.
I have to.
It's the intern.
I got to tell you, it's so hard to concentrate when my feet. I'm trying to ignore it, man. Like if I just stay still. Ow, fuck. Listen, you.
Hey, puppy, come here.
Bite my fingers instead.
Come here.
Shit.
Come here.
I'm asking for
Good
it.
Girl.
That's the thing. I'm asking
Good
for
girl.
It. I'm the one sitting in here with no socks.
Well, yeah, you're not armored up.
You, ow, fuck!
There you go. You're paying the price. Racist Steve... Oh,
hey.
God, I love the writing here at the HuffPo by Sebastian Murdoch.
Oh, yes.
With a K.
Right.
Racist Representative Steve King of Iowa...
Oh, yes.
...said generations of people would not be here without rape and incest while making the case for anti-abortion legislation without exceptions... For victims of those crimes.
He's not complimenting Steve King, right? He's saying racist is a pejorative, correct?
This is the HuffPo, yeah.
Oh, okay,
meant to be negative.
Yes.
Quote, what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled out anyone who was a product of rape or incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?
Is there any like reasonable thing these Republicans say about vaginas? Is there?
Considering all the wars and all the rapes and pillages that happen throughout all these different nations, I know that I can't say that I was not part of a product of that.
Jesus fucking Christ. Is that what he's supposed to tell a woman that wants to get an abortion because her
and
uncle
I've had people
raped
say,
her?
Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
I don't remember the name.
If they got massages, they probably wouldn't be way into the whole raping thing after they're probably just pillaging.
I said the word massage in a joke recently, and I can't say it right.
Did you say it like Louis
Massages?
Massages.
Massages. I mean, you know.
Well, wow, that's pretty awful.
What is that supposed to be? The, like, Genghis Khan law or something? Pillaging and raping during war? I mean, can't we? Hey, Steve King and dickheads of the like, can we not have, can we have some progress maybe?
Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, running for Congress, or running for president, I should say, tweeted the story, and she said, at Steve King, she added him.
Yes.
You are a disgrace. Resign.
Yes.
That simple.
Damn.
Ilhan Omar tweeted, gross, exclamation point.
Yes.
This would explain why these weirdos are fixed on smearing me with claims of incest. Projecting their filth. Unreal.
Good God. When does she run for president? I'll vote for her. I love her. Oh, yes. Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody, if they picked her as a running mate?
I'll tell you what. This country, we need some diversity in the fucking White House, okay?
Two vaginas. It would be spectacular.
But really, no Nazis. No Nazis.
Well, I mean, it's sad that the bar is that fucking low, but yeah.
Yeah.
No Nazis.
God, I was reading about Stacey Abrams.
And oh, yeah. She's doing good shit.
We want a fair fight, or what is her organization called?
Fair race, fair...
Fair fight count, or something.
Fair or something, yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to go to these battleground states and ensure that our elections aren't being fucked with.
No shenaniganry going on. And no voter suppression. No, yes. Diddling.
You know what, too? It reminded me that we should always be bitter and have anger toward the Republicans because they stole that from her. They stole that governorship. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Brian Kemp and what he did.
You're not suggesting that he was anything but fair and biased in his role as the person who ruled over the elections in which he was running.
Right. And you know what? She never conceded. She did not concede her loss. Right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I believe that's what I read. I mean, you know, God, I hope my reading comprehension is correct, but I don't think she conceded the race, Al Gore. That's a lesson to Democrats.
Al Gore didn't concede the
He said for the good of the fucking country, we have to move on.
He had no recourse. The Supreme Court had decided. He could have been Trump and said, fuck it, I'm not going to follow the Supreme Court.
No.
And then suddenly, are people taking up arms for
that's
Al
different,
Gore?
Though. But that's different. That
everybody, once more to the breach, dear friends. Listen, once more.
Just because the Supreme Court decided to suck the Republicans' dick and to suck George Bush's dick doesn't make what happened right. It doesn't make it right.
Correct. But the reality of the sitch was that Al Gore's only recourse then would have been, I don't know, to tell people to take to the streets and burn the motherfucker.
Well, no. I mean, he didn't have to make that speech. He said, for the good of the country, we have to move on. He didn't have to say that.
Right.
I'm just saying what Stacey Abrams did, well, maybe the template.
You're suggesting Al Gore made poor decisions? He shouldn't have distanced himself from Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
like
I'm suggesting
like
that.
He was a leper.
Yeah, no, I'm totally suggesting he made bad decisions. And I'm suggesting, but I'm suggesting
should have hashtag est it.
Yeah, but Stacey Abrams made good decisions. She didn't say, okay, Brian Kemp, you're right, you won. Let's support this dickhead.
She should be running for something in Georgia.
Yeah.
Is there a Senate seat open in Georgia or something like that?
Oh, man. God, at this point, if you're Stacey Abrams, I mean, do you want to? I mean, yes, you should.
Hey.
But fuck that state. Horrible. So horrible. But I like what she's doing. Something about fair fight. God, I should remember what the thing is. Her organization. My God. No, it's just such garbage. I mean, how is that? I mean, it really should disturb us that a sitting governor, a guy running for governor could also be the secretary of a state for a state holding a gubernatorial election and then lord over that election, suppress votes.
Well, right. That's why we need
registration rolls.
The Republicans gasp. We need more laws when it comes to shit like that. We need more regulations. And hopefully if the adults can take over.
Yes.
As in, we need the Senate too, and keep the House and take the White House. Then shit like that will get passed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That the president has to show fucking tax returns.
Yes.
That we need to know that our president isn't corrupt as fuck, or at least is really good at hiding that he's corrupt as fuck.
And I will say this, if this fucking Trump pulls shenanigans and he quote unquote wins, I don't give a fuck what SCOTUS says. No, no, do not secede the race. God damn it. This intern is eating me. Maybe it's the body wash I used. It's on my feet that she smells and she thinks I'm a pear or something.
I use the same body wash.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Whatever the dollar store stuff is.
If I keep moving my feet and evading.
I think that's attracting.
I know, but listen, okay. So I'm still
it's
right.
Like you're the,
I'm going to be
like
still
you're
right
the,
now.
It's like
I'm
you're
still,
the rabbit flopping around.
I'm trying to be still. Okay.
Keep it up, Shelby. The audience likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ryan's suffering for his art. See, and now she gets some lap time.
Yeah. That's it. I'm not doing this right.
That's the headline, by the way, over at the HuffPo is Steve King.
Right. No, they're Nazis.
Doing a great job.
The Republicans are Nazis.
Steve King guilty of saying out loud what they all think anyway.
Right. What was, I mean, that is that a gaffe for the Republicans, or is that just part of their policy?
Well, God, I think at this point they're.
I mean, why do we have
not
this
for rape and incest? Would there be any population left? I mean, hey, that's why we can't. That's why you can't have exceptions for rape and incest. For abortion?
Yeah, hey, God.
How many of us would be here?
Yeah. I mean, that. What the fuck? Christ. That's the dumbest shit. Some of us. Does he mean like some of us are descended from like rape? Like.
Obviously, a lot of us. He says, would there be any population left?
If it weren't for rape. And I would say to you.
Or
incest. God, Steve, you know.
And the combination.
You know what? Let's say that are you familiar with, you know, Star Trek, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they get time travel if they fly around the sun correctly.
Unfortunately, yes.
And then, you know, they show up at Earth in the 1940s.
Yes.
I wonder if anyone from Star Trek.
Time travel sci-fi. Anyway.
Why? You don't like Doctor Who?
I think it's a cop-out.
You don't like Doctor Who?
Okay, well, that's a little different.
Okay, well, that is all time travel.
Kind of.
Listen, I smell hypocrisy.
But you'll notice he doesn't, like when the Daleks come rolling down the ramps.
Right.
Because, you know, stairs are tough for them.
Hello, Mr. Dalek.
Exterminate! When they come, those trash cans come rolling at you, he could hop in the TARDIS and go back 10 minutes and, you know, put some ball bearings or some grease on the
yes.
ground so that they slip and fall or some shit. I mean, he doesn't do that, so.
Lube up me, Dalek!
It just seems like it's overused at times.
But Star Trek!
Like a Deus Ex Machina.
Right.
Where, I don't know, let's say Superman flies backwards around the planet and turns time backwards.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about Superman, the dumbest shit ever is, oh, look, I found kryptonite. Now we can start the last 15 minutes of the fucking movie.
She's eating something off of your desk.
There's nothing to eat there, man. All right. Might be. But you know what I mean? Like Star Trek, they're looking down on Earth right now, and they're talking about this prime directive. They're like, listen, America has all these fucked up Nazis in charge. They're really sure we have the prime directive. Hopefully somebody up there is like, fuck the prime directive. We're going to go fix this shit. Is that going
to
happen?
Well, that was part of the dilemma a lot of the times. Was
well,
that they wanted to go down and fix shit and, you know, prime directive and stuff.
So the prime directive actually supports Steve King, because the prime directive would say, no, You can't stop the incest because what if
you're saying the Federation is rather Steve King like?
I just think Steve King's statement's so insane. We're talking about time travel and Star Trek and Doctor Who. It's nuts.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
I wonder what the likelihood that Steve King will be the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
The headline there, all red.
Right.
All red.
Yes.
Yields flash recession warning.
Oh, God. An economic story.
This is one of those death crosses on some economic indicator.
Is
on
it
the
good?
Yield curve.
Is it good
no.
or bad
yes.
for people in this studio?
Bad. Recessions are bad.
Okay. It's a general recession.
Bad.
Oh, great.
The main yield curve has inverted as a 2-year yield topped the 10-year rate, which is a major red flag warning of a recession.
Why are you being such a pussy? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and your numbers and economics and shit.
Nice math, cook!
it's like short-term versus long-term bonds it has to do with. And when anyway, it's a bad sign.
That's bad, man.
It's a bad sign when it inverts.
Does that have anything to do? Ooh,
and
yes.
It has inverted.
Does this have anything to do with Schittler?
Probably.
Yeah.
The last inversion of this part of the yield curve was the one that began in December 2005.
Right.
2 years before the financial crisis and subsequent George Bush recession.
So
this is the Republican recession that they caused during their first term. And then it starts getting really bad in the second term, and everybody elects a Democrat to fix it.
Right.
And then the conservatives blame the Democrats for how bad it is.
But
even though the Democrat comes around and starts to fix it, remember, Bill Clinton left with budget surpluses, if I recall.
Then we get a recession. Then we get a recession.
Because the Republicans come in and lube up.
Right.
And say, here, rich people, we're going to cut your taxes some more.
God. So now we're going to have a recession.
And we'll stick it to the poor people. We'll put some sales taxes on them and shit.
What do the Republicans do? They sit around, they're like, look at that shit at the Hong Kong airport. That looks like fun. I want that.
I think they're saying, look at the up. Oh, you mean the police side of it, beating people up?
Oh, I think
you don't think they're pro democracy.
Fuck no,
pro protest.
I think Trump likes what's going on. Don't you?
Let me look now. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. All red.
Now that's it. This is an economic story I can understand. The reason we're about to have this inverted Y curve is because George Bush Senior is a fuckface.
Well, all of them have been fuck faces.
But he's the fuck face that started this shit.
Reagan with the trickle down stuff, I would venture.
Can't you blame both sides?
But it had started with corporate Democrats too. I mean,
the neolibs.
Yeah.
They didn't do us any fucking favors.
So that's a bad sign.
Yes.
Stocks took a big shit today, down 800. It says banks hammered.
Yes.
So that's not good. All big red headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Right.
About the economy.
Jeez.
Almost as if the Drudge Report is not happy with President Trump.
Oh no, not at all. Fuck no.
Almost.
Right.
Those be your headlines, everyone. More updates on the Jeffrey Epstein saga. So now they're saying that the two prison guards that were assigned to watch Epstein on the night that he killed himself.
Right.
One of which was a temp, you'll recall.
Right.
No, I don't think. I think this is a qualified temp. This isn't somebody who, you know, walks into Temps R Us.
No.
With you know, I could type 60 words a minute.
Yes, yes.
And ends up as a prison guard. It's not that kind of temp.
I temped.
Obviously qualified.
No, I temped. I did different things. I did all kinds of things.
Did you work in the office?
No, I worked at the restaurant convention in Chicago. I had a job at the pretzel booth cutting pretzels with scissors.
Did you seriously work at a pretzel booth?
Yeah. And I
in
cut
Chicago.
Right. And then I cut you know who I met? Who was the famous Whitey Herzog? He was a pitcher for
sure.
Well, he was a celebrity at the pretzel booth, you know, doing testimonials for these yummy pretzels, and I was cutting up the pretzels.
Oh, brother.
I'd work for like 12 hours. They give me a half hour to go get a drink or something. This is weird. And I got a smoothie. I sucked it too fast. That's what she said.
There's a drop.
Yeah. And I had a brain freeze. And my eyes rolled back in my head, apparently, and I fell over. And some fucking guy is like, hey, what's wrong with you? Your eyes rolled back in your head and you fell over. I think I had a brain
now
freeze.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dala moko.
Maybe you were taken over by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I wish. Yes.
So Jeffrey Epstein's two guards fell asleep during their shift and then lied on the logs.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, oh, we totally checked him. Oh, we totally checked him. Oh, we totally checked him.
They lied?
So they failed to check on him for about 3 hours.
Right.
Investigators are looking into whether the two guards were asleep. Horrible.
Right.
But no conclusions have been made yet.
Right.
But it says one of them was not a full-fledged correctional officer, but they both are on administrative leave.
Yes.
Union officials are saying the two guards and all the staff at the corrections facility are severely overworked.
Right.
There's a way around that. Stop arresting people.
Oh, yeah.
Stop throwing everybody in jail.
I mean, of course everybody that works in prison.
Especially drugs and shit.
I mean, look at how many people we have incarcerated. Of course they're overworked. Yeah.
Got, you know, that whole story of that sweep they did in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of people.
At a food processing plant, right?
Four or five. Yeah, different, but major food processing plants. Parents literally whisked away.
Right.
To be deported.
Yes.
Their kids are like trying to find a place to be taken care of or in the care of other relatives or friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot my point. I got sidetracked.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
trying to read ahead.
Something about these fucked up prisons. There's so many. But I mean, do they really take care of these prisoners? I mean, how many people are work? I wonder how many like guards there are per prisoner, or per prison per guard. You know,
right?
Surely.
The FBI and the Justice Department are investigating.
Yes.
On the circumstances surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's death.
Yeah. Well, geez. God, I saw an interview with one of his accusers today, one of his victims. Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck this guy.
I think some of them are suing now.
Good.
The Corrections Department for like negligence for them not being able to get justice.
Yeah.
For this asshole.
They're suing the corrections department. I thought they were suing the estate of Epstein.
They have been, or they were suing him, which probably continues against his estate.
Yeah.
But they also are now suing the Department of Corrections for the negligence and preventing him from getting justice.
You know, I don't know. Do you remember this? This is so you remember when the Red Sox, I think it was the year before the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh.
They were, I could have this wrong, but a whole bunch of pitchers that were in the bullpen were accused of sleeping during games. This is a big story. I mean, this is similar. We cannot have your local pitcher, your pitchers for your baseball teams asleep in the bullpen. You can't have prison guards snoozing either. That's all bullshit. If you're at a job, you shouldn't be asleep, right? Unless you're, you know, volunteering in a sleep, if you're getting paid for a sleep study.
I guess, yeah, that's one of the few times.
Right.
7 hours ago, Trump doubling down on his support.
Right.
For his really great friend.
Yes.
Retweeting a news story from KTAR Arizona.
Oh shit.
92.3 on the dial, everybody. God. Your home for breaking news and traffic.
Yeah.
They tweeted former major league pitcher Curt Schilling.
Oh God.
Said he's thinking about running for Congress in Arizona, where he won a World Series ring with the Diamondbacks in 2001. Trump retweeted that and said, "A fighter and champion," all caps, "great!" Exclamation point.
But, I'm sorry. I'm choking on all this. You know, Curt Schilling is a horrible person. We can just say that, right? He's a homophobe, Islamophobic dickbag, racist, fuckface. Just who we need in government. In Arizona. God.
Then he tweeted, I guess there's a, he's having a hate rally in New Hampshire.
Trump?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Join me tomorrow night in Manchester, New Hampshire, 7 p.m. Eastern. Join President Trump. Get tickets now. So this is the night before, and he's trying to push this bullshit. It must not be sold out.
I, you know what, man? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be all scatterbrained, but is Curt Schilling running for the U.S. Congress? So
threatening.
This motherfucker is going to go write laws with Ilhan Omar? He's going to share
if
space?
He can find a shitty district in Arizona.
Oh, I think so. I'm sure he
might not have a difficult time.
Oh, this country. What is wrong with this country?
Join me tomorrow night in Manchester, New Hampshire at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hashtag KAG2020.
Who wants to get raped? KAG2020, what's that?
Keep America great. He's made it great.
Blah.
You want to keep America great, which means keep out the brown people.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And he tweets a quote from somebody that was on Stuart Varney's show.
Yes.
British Lou Dobbs.
Oh, God, yeah.
This guy said, the Fed has got to do something. The Fed is the central bank of the United States, not the central bank of the world.
Oh, yes.
Mark Grant Varney at Varney. Correct. The Federal Reserve acted far too quickly, and now it's very, very late. Too bad. So much to gain on the upside.
Is that?
I don't know. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. It seems like that's, I'm not an economics guy, but it sounds like this British Lou Dobbs is, I don't know, is talking out of his asshole.
The guy that was on British Lou
Dobbs.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
It was on him. Ooh, yes. Or in him.
Tremendous amounts of money pouring into the United States. People want safety. Exclamation
God.
Point. 4 hours ago.
We know what that means for him. He wants people to think. I mean, this isn't saying, just please, everyone listening to me, understand that letting people immigrate into this country does not mean that there will be people running through the streets, jumping through your windows, knifing you in the neck, and raping your daughters. It's just not the case.
Sure.
We have white people that do that just fine. They don't knife you, they shoot you. God. Ooh, yes. Boing.
Then he tweeted, the great Charles Payne correctly stated that Fed Chair J. Oh, another swing at the Fed Chair. Yes. That he appointed, reminders, Jay Powell made two enormous mistakes. When he, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about right. data and stuff like that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. then he said, we are winning big time against.
You just blah, blah, blah the president. You're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
How's that possible?
He's quoting some asshole on Stuart Varney. Why yeah. aren't you working?
I don't know.
Why are you watching Fox and Friends and Stuart Varney and hate watching Morning Joe?
When a person that's not a fucking lunatic, rapist, Nazi is president, try to remember a time like that. Like, let's say when Obama was president.
Oh, when he was at the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
When he was working, did he work on a... He wasn't watching Fox. He had a laptop or an iPad, probably, reading shit, typing shit, talking to
binders.
People.
Binders. He used to take binders up to the residence at night to keep working.
Did he read? Did he read?
Yes, he read.
This guy that we have does not.
No.
So, you know.
We get to it in the second tweet.
Yes.
What he saw on television. The crazy inverted yield curve, all caps. The story we just talked about that Drudge has all in red.
So
that's scary. And when that came out, the stock market plummeted today because of that warning.
Listen, it should bother us that he is referring to that as crazy. Because based on we know about Donald Trump as a business person, we should think if he thinks it doesn't matter, then it absolutely matters. Evidenced by all the money he lost in the 90s doing real estate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he says this Y curve is inconsequential, then I would say it's consequential as fuck.
one might argue.
Oh,
that's our president.
Yeah.
Spending the day tweeting.
Oh, hi. Don't I know you? Fancy seeing you here in this department store.
Oh, he retweeted a warm, long caress of the tongue across the anus. Blech. From Mike Pence.
Oh, yes. Oh.
America needs four more years of President Trump, and the people of North Carolina agree. It says Donald Trump leads top Democrats in North Carolina poll.
God.
That's from Breitbart.
Oh, okay.
However.
They're not reputable.
And I want to see this poll.
And by the way, Kurt Schilling had a fucking podcast on Breitbart. However that fucking works. God.
Harper Polling conducted a survey asking 500 likely voters, if the 2020 presidential election were held today, which of the following candidates would you vote for? Trump edged out all of the top tier Democrat candidates.
Yes.
Biden by 1 point.
Right.
Bernie by 2 points.
Yes.
He beat Kamala by 6 points.
Nine.
Warren by 3.
I didn't mean to do the Nazi voice right there. I don't know. I just did it out loud. I don't think Kamala Harris is a Nazi or Bernie is a Nazi. I just wanted to yell out 9. Okay.
Well, that's German for no. Oh. Doesn't necessarily mean Nazi.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, it does.
Well, that. I just yell it out. Interpretation of the show now, listen, because you say 9 a lot.
Well, no, but it's a little Nazi character. I'm playing a little Nazi character at that point, you know.
Only Harris's matchup fell outside of the margin for error, though. So they're all basically tied,
right,
within the margin of error.
Yes,
but that's North Carolina,
right? Great, that's North Carolina. That's a state full of wackos.
Which went Trump 3%, 3.7% more than Clinton in 2016.
Meaning it's gettable in 2020.
Yes.
Okay.
They also went Romney over Obama.
Oh, God.
By 2%.
Who the fuck would have voted for Mitt Romney after that goddamn video came out? I don't care about these poor people. Fuck you.
But Obama barely won in 2008.
Right.
Over McCain by less than a half of a percent. So they voted Obama 2008. Then they decided they needed Mitt Romney by 2%.
Yes.
And then Trump by
3.7%, right. Almost 4%.
Oof. God, there are some people
Great
outside.
Job, North Carolina.
I'm so sorry. Fucking around with a work truck that has a water tank on it, and they're spewing water everywhere, and now they just drove into our yard. What the fuck? Don't know what they're doing. Is it in our yard they drive the truck?
Well, there's all kinds of flags in the grass and stuff. Okay. There was the gas guy was out not too long ago with his detector detecting, hopefully correctly, the gas lines.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. It's fine.
So it's all real close.
Shit.
Breitbart.
God.
Fuck, but Trump tweeted that.
He tweeted out Breitbart.
Yeah.
So
well, Pence
proud.
Tweeted it. Pence tweeted it. Put on some red lipstick.
Yes.
Sealed it with a kiss.
Yes.
And then handed it to, then Trump retweeted it.
Man, that's crazy. From Breitbart.
Two retweets from Pence today.
From Breitbart?
No, from Trump.
Oh, okay.
But then Pence tweeted and Trump retweeted.
Right.
Under real Donald Trump, the economy is growing and jobs are soaring. This Monday, I will travel to the great state of Michigan, where I'll talk to the Detroit Economic Club about why our economic agenda is benefiting businesses, large and small, and hardworking Americans are thriving. The tariffs are killing farmers. The tariffs are killing the steel industry.
It's fascism, right? Don't believe your eyes and don't believe your ears. Believe what I'm fucking saying. I told you there's a truck full of people coming in. We know these guys. I chatted with them before.
There's quite an operation going on outside.
I returned their shovel a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's a... I don't know. What do they need with a giant water tank?
Them.
Good God.
Oh, God.
But see, the funny thing is, when they were pulling into the driveway, this guy, one of the workers was off the truck, and the guy was pretending to chase the guy with his truck. Well, I'm going to work with them. They look like they're having fun, you know?
Having a good time on the county dollar or the city dollar.
And you know what? That's just fine.
Oh, sure. I'm sure it's a great place to work, especially
for
an African-American gentleman.
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
I have a story here. This is out of my magic spreadsheet.
Ooh, yes. Look at me magic spreadsheet, Governor.
I did that story yesterday. Oh, I fucked up. I didn't do this story before, but I wanted to do this one. Apparently... there are some evangelicals.
Yes.
I think Jeebus. I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. That after a recent rally.
Right.
That a West Virginia state senator.
Fuck you.
Who represents a lot of evangelicals.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yes.
West Virginia.
Oh, God, dude.
Got some phone calls from constituents complaining about Trump's use of profanity.
Wait, they're voting for him, right? They're constituents.
Well, I.
God, imagine. You're voting for Donald Trump. He says the F word. That bothers you. But this zero tolerance, that doesn't bother you. You're cool with that, but you're not cool with the F word. Wow.
This state. Senator dude or whatever, state senator, Paul Hardesty.
Ooh, yes.
His district, he is a Trump-supporting West Virginia state senator.
Fuck you!
He said that a few of the constituents called to complain about Trump using the Lord's name in vain.
Oh my God, you fucking snowflakes! Who gives a shit?
The third phone call is when I actually went and watched his speech because each of them sounded distraught.
Right.
Trump at one point said was talking about bombing ISIS.
Yes.
And said they'll be hit so goddamn hard. Oh, see, it's the GD.
But wait, does it bother you that your president saw a woman that he knew at a department store, allegedly followed her into the dressing room, raped her? Does that bother you, evangelical? No, but the F word or the goddamn? Is goddamn even
some
profanity?
Some of them are really upset about that.
Dude,
that's literally taking the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, God damn it. I say that all. I can't tell you how many times I say God damn it all the fucking time.
But
what
is it?
Is a
Maybe
big
you're
deal?
Praying and literally asking the Lord to smite something and send it into the bowels of Satan's urethra.
Right. I pride myself on my ability to use profanity, I think, to its fullest, you know? And if I'm actually praying to something instead of being profane, I don't like that. When I say God damn, I'm not talking to Jesus. Does he understand that, or do I have to remind him? It's not about you, God. It's about me, you dickhead. No offense.
Trump also recounted his warning to a wealthy businessman. He told the crowd that he told the guy, if you don't support me, you're going to be so goddamn poor.
What the fuck? Well, that's what he does, right? That's what he does to these 1%er lunatics. He goes to them, he's like, God, if Elizabeth Warren's elected, you are going to be poor as shit.
Oh, yeah. To most of America, this is Politico, to most of America, comments went unnoticed. Instead, the nation was gripped by the moment a send her back chant broke out.
Oh, God.
As Trump went after Representative Ilhan Omar. But some Trump supporters were more fixated on his casual use of the word goddamn, an off-limits term for many Christians, not to mention the numerous other profanities laced throughout the rest of the speech.
Hold on a second. He started the Ilhan Omar cinder back bullshit.
Well, he didn't.
But the crowd did.
Yes.
And nobody cared about that. They weren't offended.
I don't think they complained about that.
But the goddamn, it's... I'm going to make an obvious point. It's so disturbing, and it's very sad that people on this planet have more regard for a bullshit non-existent deity than a human being. Ilhan Omar is human, and she walks around on the planet, right? And this god that you're talking about,
but she's
blaspheming
a warrior of Satan.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. But there's no fucking god, is my point. Sorry.
The state senator said, I've had people come to me and say, you know, I voted for him, but if he doesn't tone down the rhetoric, I might just stay home this time.
Oh, you piece of shit. Stay home. That would be great. We don't want everyone to vote in this country. If you vote like a Republican, stay the fuck home, dickheads. I hate that.
He says he is yet to hear back from the White House after he sent a formal letter to the president asking him to, quote, reflect on your comments and never utter those words again.
This is what you care about. My God. Do you think your president reads, by the way? He's not going to read your letter. He's not going to read that letter. He's going to open it up, look at it, pretend to read it, then eat it. Swallow it.
So there you go. Trump is upsetting, apparently.
Oh, yes. God damn. You can't. All these evangelicals with the God damn. I feel like Whataboutismville USA right now, but think about the other shit our president has done. But he said, God damn, Pat. He said, God damn, I'm going to tell Jesus.
He said, God damn it.
I'm going to tell Sky God.
Ooh, I said it.
God. You're a bunch of racist children.
It's all
gross,
very bizarre.
Racist, rapey kids. That's who you are. Congratulations.
Great job, and Republicans.
Oh, yes.
Putting him in the Oval Office.
Oh, wonderful. Bully.
Love you a long time.
Right. Oh, okay.
Stay home, though. We all approve of you staying home.
Yeah, this thing back in the day when people, MTV was telling everybody to vote. really? Really? Don't do that. Liberals, get out and fucking vote.
We have, well, in that vein.
Yes.
We have a new poll. Another new poll from YouGov.
Right.
And The Economist.
Yes.
That shows on a national level.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren jumping 4 points to 20%, while Joe Biden dropped to 21.
Oh.
1 point difference.
Wow.
Between the two.
Jeez. I mean, I don't know. Are people still nervous enough that the Republicans, I don't know, are going to hate Elizabeth Warren so much that they will come out in mass to vote for Trump? Is that then?
Well, they're going to come out in mass to vote for Trump.
But are they, if he keeps saying, God damn, idiots like this fuckhead? Well,
maybe he might lose a couple of evangelicals, but they'll still go out and vote for him. They're lying. They're clutching their pearls. They're like, I'm not going to go vote for him. But then Elizabeth Warren will be the nominee, and she'll pick a black woman running mate, and they'll be like, I got to get out and vote. I don't care if Trump said, God damn, Lord, forgive him.
Can you imagine this guy, whoever this idiot politician, sends our president a letter to read about curbing his language. What planet have you been on, dickhead, for the last, I don't know, since the end of 2016?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're fucking stupid.
The favorability rating of the NRA is in here.
God, skyrocketing.
Jesus Christ. This is a significant, this 443 pages of data in this poll
for the NRA.
No, of this Economist YouGov poll.
Oh shit.
I opened up the PDF to look at a couple of other, questions. And it's 443 pages long.
God, that's a lot.
Direction of the country, favorability rating of the NRA, rights versus protection, personal gun ownership, strict gun laws,
yeah,
prevent mass shootings, 7A through 7P, opinion on gun control measures, and it's all kinds of silencers, bump stocks, semi-automatic weapons,
perfect,
stuff like that. It goes on, favorability of politicians. So, all the Democrats running.
Okay.
And Trump. Then it goes to electability.
Oh.
The Democrats.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Well, I mean, I hope. I mean, do people, when you say like electability of the Democrats, is that like compared to Donald Trump? Or just in general?
Probably in general, I would think.
You imagine if your likability rating in, you know, against Donald Trump is low.
Oh, Trump negative and positive words.
Oh, okay.
Which of these words would you use to describe Donald Trump?
Yes.
And which of these words would you definitely not?
Right. Oh, okay. This
use.
Is cool.
To describe Donald Trump.
Right.
The word honest.
Oh, I was about to say that. Of course. You would not use that word to describe him. Honest. Oh, yeah.
42% say they would not use that term.
I might use the term rapist.
19% say they would use the term honest. 1 in 5 people think Trump's honest.
See, that's
terrifying.
Yeah, that's like, should you get a driver's license if you think he's honest?
I hope not.
Because what where's your judgment on this?
Intelligent.
Come on.
34% no. 28% yes.
Oh God.
38% no opinion. How can you have no opinion on whether you think Trump is intelligent or not?
Well, maybe you're stupid. Maybe they don't understand the question and they're not, you know, they're just not intelligent. They're so unintelligent, they can't respond to this poll properly or whatever they're fucking doing.
Religious.
Come on.
This one is bizarre. 10% say, yes, he is religious.
Okay. Only 10%.
Negative. He is not religious. Okay. 31%. 59% have no opinion.
Oh, my God.
It's a cop out.
59%. They can't discern if he's religious. Well,
inspiring.
Come on.
16% think he's inspiring.
Oh, okay.
36% think he's not inspiring.
Yay.
47% no opinion. The no opinions are in the lead for most of these.
This is all crazy.
Oh, patriotic, almost a third.
Oh, God.
31% think he's patriotic.
Right.
22% don't think he's patriotic, but 47% have no opinion.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm going to list these. I'm not going to read it all. Strong, bold, experienced, sincere.
Come on, what's that one?
Partisan.
Sincere? Yeah. Is he sincere?
20% think he is.
Wow, okay.
Great. 37% no, 43% no opinion.
Right.
Partisan, effective, exciting, steady. Yes. What a stupid, hypocritical.
Steady?
Arrogant.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
61%. Oh, no opinion. This is one of the few where no opinion doesn't win. No opinion, 29%. 10% don't think he's arrogant. 61% think he is arrogant. Yes.
But dude, they don't think he's arrogant.
This one is a real sad testament.
Right.
Racist.
100%.
You really think 100% of the country thinks he's racist?
I think he's racist. Don't you, intern?
45% say Donald Trump is racist.
So that means 55% say they don't.
24% say Donald Trump is not racist. 31% don't have an opinion.
Oh, right.
I don't have an opinion.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know what he meant both sides.
They all speak like that. They're all naturalized from Bristol.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer this one.
I need some bangers in mash.
Nationalist. And that's it. There you go.
Wait. Is he a nationalist? Surely. He's a nationalist.
32% say yes. 10% say no. 59% don't have an opinion.
I don't know.
A lot of wishy-washy people.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people they interviewed, but if you interview somebody who doesn't have an opinion, can't you just get rid of that? Because that's a sucky fucking answer.
How much do you think Trump cares about the needs and problems of people like you?
None. Not one thing. Do I have a pussy he wants to grab?
A lot, some, not much, doesn't care at all, or not sure.
He doesn't give a flying fuck about anything but Happy Meals. Raping.
21% of people in the country think he cares a lot.
You're on LSD.
Oh, my God.
You're on LSD, and I'm jealous. Share. Fuck. That's insane.
15% say he cares some.
He doesn't give a shit about you. Again, he cares about what? Happy Meals.
11% say, I don't think he cares much.
Okay.
Not much.
Happy Meals, Rapin, and Ivanka. What's the order? Happy Meals, Raping. He loves Raping.
I think you got the order. Well, I think you got the order right.
Wait. You had to think. You had to think. Does he love Ivanka more than rape? More than rape. I think you're wrong.
45%, the plurality, say he doesn't care at all.
Yes, that's correct.
Only 8% not sure.
Oh, well. You're fucked up. No offense. You need a helper animal.
That's really not a great question.
No. Why? What's wrong with it?
I mean, not a good result for the president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I thought you meant it like wasn't a well-formed question. But no, it's a very depressing question, especially when you look at the reactions, the answers. God.
Do you think Trump is honest? Oh, my gosh.
Here's a good question. Do you think Trump is raping someone right now?
God, 54% don't think Trump has the temperament to be president. 54% of the country does not think Trump has the temperament to be president.
So those of you who do think his temperament is just spot on to be commander-in-chief, why? I mean, what do you like?
Are you confident or are you uneasy in Donald Trump's ability to deal wisely with an international crisis?
I reject these choices. Uneasy. I'm uneasy when I get on a plane.
53% again.
Yes.
Uneasy.
I'm uneasy when I open creepy looking mail. You know, that looks like some fucked up, I don't know. I'm uneasy when I think there might be snakes. Donald Trump is a wacko Nazi who wants to bring on the apocalypse.
57% think it's his Twitter usage is inappropriate.
Ha 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 ha.
Do you want Donald Trump to run for re-election in 2020?
No. No.
12% not sure.
They're not sure?
37% yes. 50% no.
Good. Well, at least there's that. Half. Jesus Christ. I'm not sure. That's interesting to me. What are they waiting on to make their decision?
Congress's approval levels, by the way.
Yes.
Are not great.
Why, though? But, I mean, listen, I have a problem with them that they haven't started the impeachment. But
right,
they are passing things that aren't going anywhere because well, Mitch the bitch.
The yes. House is passing. Okay.
But the Senate, they're horrible.
When you break down by what party they're in, the Democrats are doing better.
Oh, good. Okay.
Overall.
Well, that's nice.
Republicans less so. God, right. People don't like Republicans. Holy shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't. I mean, if people loved Republicans, if everybody in general liked Republicans, do you think there'd be as much voter suppression?
Well,
I mean,
no.
Why would you be suppressing votes of people
exactly.
that love you?
Right, right.
Yeah.
If they were voting for these assholes, there would be no... They'd be sending free buses around town for everybody to come vote.
Right, right, absolutely.
They would make it a goddamn holiday.
Shit.
A paid national holiday.
You would want people to vote. You would want people to...
Because that, by definition, makes it harder for people with lower wage jobs where they're working for giant cunty corporations where their 17-year-old assistant manager is not going to give them time off to go vote.
You know, if Jesus is up in the sky watching all this unfold and just not doing anything, he's just not doing anything. I'm talking to the people that might believe, you know, this
you don't
week
think he's working in mysterious ways.
Yeah. You know, I fucked up. This week has been so long already. I thought maybe it was Friday and it's not. It's Wednesday. So I was going to say this is a good thing to talk about on Faithless Friday, but we'll talk about it now.
Sure.
Why isn't God doing anything to protect the dipshit evangelicals from this lunatic? From Trump.
Maybe they're right.
Oh, God.
Maybe they're right.
Yes. God, what? I'll see you at the Lake of Fire.
This is a good sign, too. If the election for Congress were being held today in your district, who would you vote for? The Democrat, the Republican, other, or not sure?
Yeah. Wait. Is they're giving you a choice to vote for that's not the Democrat?
other.
That's crazy. How much do you like Hitler?
But this is a good result. 48% say the Democratic Party candidate. 38% say the Republican Party candidate. The Republicans are 10 points underwater.
So where's the 10 points?
Congressional poll.
How many points are left over? Or
1 point, only 1% other would vote for a different candidate.
Wow.
10% aren't sure.
Right. I heard somebody talking about how great they like Jill Stein the other night.
Ooh.
I said, have you Googled her lately? Have you read the news? Are you concerned with their activities in Russia and that shit? Do you give a fuck?
And how she was more concerned with attacking Hillary.
Yeah. And then promoting her own agenda.
And then she was about, yeah, protecting the country from Trump.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and listen. It's crazy to think that, because that should be the agenda of the Democrats, right? That has to be the agenda of the Democrats. How do we protect this country from Trump?
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's the number one priority, is get him the fuck out of there.
I mean,
hold the House, and it would be really, really awesome if we took the Senate and we could
start
the flushing process.
Because we have
trying to mitigate some of the damage.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. They changed the cooch changed the poem on the Statue of Liberty.
God, what did he say today? He doubled down on it. He was
Is the cooch a poet?
I don't know what he does in his spare time. He may.
Why would he let.
May do origami.
Oh, yes. He's not a writer. Why is he rewriting something? Who the fuck does the cooch think he is?
Well, he's the current acting secretary of some bullshit.
Oh, yes. Look at me.
So now he said, what did he say today? That it was, you know, back in the day when people were coming from, Europe,
right?
It was about class, and you were considered a lower person if you were in the wrong class.
Yeah. That's
But so he's kind of saying, well, no, it's America. It's all a fair game and a fair field. Everyone's given a chance. Even that little Negro baby born in the ghetto.
But he said wretched.
Yeah.
So, he's saying poor people are wretched.
It's really odd. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Dickensian.
Yeah. I mean, this language is the guy. Yeah. It's like they read Dickens and they didn't get it.
After suggesting the Statue of Liberty stood for immigrants who, quote, will not become a public charge, and then linking the monument to European immigrants.
Yes.
Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken the Cooch.
Give it up for the Cooch.
Cuccinelli. Went to the warm waters of Fox News.
Pee on me.
Where the host there, Shannon Bream.
Yes.
Gave a softball interview. Which let him go after the media.
Oh, yes.
For the totally untrue coverage of him.
It's Steve King, the Nazi, waltzes in with his softballs.
Ew.
To get an interview. You said it's softball coverage. This Nazi's got some soft fucking balls. Look out for him.
Here's, I didn't play the cooch yesterday because of computer issues. Let's see if this works.
You didn't play the cooch yesterday.
Let's see if this works today.
Yeah. Would you also agree that Emma Lazarus's words etched on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, are also part of the American ethos?
They certainly are. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge. That plaque was put on the Statue of Liberty at almost the same time as the first public charge law was passed. Very interesting timing.
Although you mentioned the American dream is built on this idea that this is a place where you can come and build a life.
It's part of it.
It's part of it, dude. It's part of it.
Then he was on CNN last night.
Yes.
And here's the bullshit he spewed.
Right.
What do you think America stands for?
Well, of course, that poem was referring back to people coming from Europe where they had class-based societies where people were considered wretched if they weren't in the right class. And it.
Jeez.
Wretched.
Yeah. This dude is whipping out some medieval bullshit. Wretched. Wretched.
Then he ends up back at Fox.
Right.
Excuse me, with a different show.
Wretched or ratchet? Which is it?
And squealing. If I open my mouth, you know, they'll scream something awful came out no matter what.
But Steve, you're a Nazi, motherfucker.
He insisted media reports are, quote, completely and totally untrue, despite they just played the clip that we played.
But Pat, he's a Nazi. And Nazis say, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears. Fuck the media. It's garbage. I'm a Nazi. Go fuck yourself.
Don't believe what I just said.
Yeah. That I said, you can see it. You can see it on a video.
You can
see a clip of it.
And then he defends it.
Yeah.
But then it's a totally fake media.
He's defending what
don't believe what they're saying.
He's defending what he's saying he didn't say, right? God.
Okay, sure.
Fuck you guys for voting for him in Iowa. How do you take that? Why do they need a caucus? They need no caucus. I don't
no caucus for you.
Listen, if there's anybody listening in Iowa, I assume you're an ally. I assume you're not a Nazi like the Steve King. But why do people in your fucking state continue to vote for this lunatic? What's wrong? Why so many Nazis?
Hey, guys. What's up with all the Nazis?
I don't know if that line ever appeared in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What's up with all these Nazis? Only the soup Nazi.
Just so you know what it's like living in the panhandle.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Or in the South, I should say.
Eee!
Montgomery, Alabama.
Fuck you.
A Montgomery man was jailed Saturday after he was accused of exposing himself.
Oh, perfect.
Outside of the Alabama State Capitol building.
I'm showing the governor my cock.
With a bonus of throwing punches at a state trooper.
Wow.
But there's more.
Oh, shit, man. Well, this guy's busy.
Julian David Murphy.
Yes.
60.
Oh, shit.
Was charged.
Right.
According to the arrest report. The officer's vehicle was parked
on
the South Union side of the Capitol near the gift shop.
Okay.
When the, Mr. Murphy approached them.
Ooh, shit.
The state trooper said the subject was, yelling, talking out of his head, saying things didn't make sense.
Yes.
The trooper said, I exited my vehicle and asked the subject to move on.
Okay.
At which point he became loud, cursing at the state trooper.
Right.
He said, at that time, the subject gave me a 1,000-yard stare and then took a swing at me.
Do they have pictures of this guy?
The trooper blocked the swing, backed away, he wrote.
Right.
At that point, Mr. Murphy, quote, this is from the arrest report.
Yes. Are we sure this isn't Rip Torn?
Mr. Murphy dropped his pants.
Okay.
With his back to me.
Right.
Put his finger in his rectum. And then came at me swinging.
Wait a second. That's the Don Lemon.
It's close.
That guy's pulling the Don Lemon.
Was his balls.
You're a real stickler, no pun intended.
The state trooper the state trooper writes, I removed my taser.
Oh, okay.
And tased the subject one time.
Yes.
The subject fell to the ground.
Yeah.
Mr. Murphy was not injured. He remains in the Montgomery County detention facility with a combined $600 bond.
Well,
for two Class C misdemeanors.
Yeah.
So I think they're going a little easy on him if he stuck his finger up his ass.
I want to see the body cam. Came out swinging. I don't believe this.
Came out swinging at the cop.
Why would we believe the cops, though? This is just a story of the cops.
Well, that's true.
Fuck them. I want to see the body cams. You know, it's weird. I know in these reports when
inserting
things into assholes are involved, they always say rectum. As if that's proper. And I'd rather your asshole.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
But that was about kids sending sex to each other, you know, like lewd messages.
Yes, that's what he was upset about. Clipper.
It's just, you know, the guy pulled a Don Lemon. He's like, he didn't get
shot. Well, it's a different, I think it's different. Mm-hmm. Don Lemon, his accuser said he stuffed his hand down the front of his pants.
He didn't know.
Brought it out.
There's no way Don Lemon did that.
And rubbed it in the guy's mustache.
His mustache? Oh. What are you going to do? You're going to do a rusty trombone or a Don Lemon? I'm a Don Lemon, baby.
I don't know if I abide by this at all.
Yes.
But apparently they're relaunching the McLaughlin Group.
What?
Even though John McLaughlin is quite dead.
Right.
And not only that, but they, it says Maryland Public Television will be starting the program.
Okay.
Relaunching the McLaughlin Group in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area with plans to expand nationally in January with American Public Television.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The weekly program will host Tom Rogan, panelists Eleanor Clift.
Hello.
Clarence Page.
Right.
Guest panelists. And Pat Buchanan is coming back. White
who
nationalist
wants Pat Buchanan to give him a platform.
Yeah, and he's just gotten crazier.
So wait, who's Joe Rogan is hosting this? Is going to be the new
Tom
McLaughlin?
Rogan.
Well, Tom Rogan.
The Buchanan once said the United States is committing suicide by not reproducing itself while the Asian, African, and Latin American children come to inherit the estate. It's a quote.
Is he saying, yeah, we're not fucking enough?
He repeatedly refers to undocumented immigrants as invaders.
Oh, how nice of you, dickhead.
In fact, his 2006 book, you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy it if you like.
Right.
Or crabdiving.com/audible if you want to listen to it. I don't know who, maybe he reads it himself.
Well, I was going to say, or you could have Crab Diving read it to you directly for a price. We'll come over to your house every night and read this book.
His 2006 book is titled State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America.
Oh, shit. Operator, this is an emergency.
On Fox News,
yes,
he said, you've got a wholesale invasion.
Oh, shit.
The greatest invasion in human history coming across your southern border.
And
changing the composition and character of your country.
Oh, my God. Pat Buchanan, you're a loon, dude. I mean, we always knew Pat Buchanan was crazy. The composition. God, way to creepily make it about race. That's creepy as fuck.
He has declined to disavow the idea that people of color have inferior genes.
Okay.
When pressed by a radio host.
Great.
He was an aide for Richard Nixon.
Yes.
The Boston Globe reported that Buchanan, quote, suggested in a memo to President Nixon that efforts to integrate the U.S. might only result in perpetual friction because blacks and the poor may be genetically inferior to middle-class whites.
To middle-class whites!
That is a memo he wrote.
Oh, God.
To the president.
I'm just saying, let's all go out, take some time, and look at the superior genetics of all the middle-class whites straight chilling at Walmart. Or at the Waffle House.
He's repeatedly defended Hitler.
Wow.
Including claiming that Hitler was, quote, an individual of great courage. And he didn't want war.
Well, I mean, I would say to that.
He's also complained that the Supreme Court has too many Jews.
Shut the fuck up.
After Elena Kagan was nominated to the court.
Guys, I want to bring up an issue. I don't know if anybody's thought of this, but has anybody noticed how many Jews we have on the Supreme Court? I mean, these racists. I mean, they're ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He's worried about how many Jewish people are on SCOTUS.
He has literally said, in a way, both sides were right about the Civil War. That's a quote. That's a quote.
Wait, the Civil War.
The Civil War.
Thank you for the relevant commentary, dickhead. Boy, I was wondering. It's never occurred to me. It's never occurred to me to wonder during the Civil War which side was right. Never occurred to me, not once.
And you went to school in Georgia.
Yes, I did.
For a little while.
Yes.
If he, when asked if he had a problem with California becoming majority Hispanic, majority Latino, Pat Buchanan replied, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Jeez.
If there, because of the Mexican situation, Mexico has a claim on this country.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, he's talking about the Mexican situation, yeah. Pat. It's that he was on Jersey Shore, sure, but the Mexican version of it.
He complained that immigration would turn the country into a polyglot boarding house for the world, a tangle of mino squabbling righties.
Good Christ.
You know what that means? He additionally warned against the country becoming multiracial, multicultural, multi-ethnic, saying, I prefer the kind I grew up in a different country.
Jesus, multi-glot.
Polyglot.
Polyglot, sorry. Polyglot. Jeez. What a great guy.
Buchanan has claimed that, quote, this has been a country built basically by white folks.
Oh, all right. Basically. Basically white folks. And by basically, I mean, we had a whole bunch of slaves in the 1800s, you know, and they actually did everything, but it was basically white people that sat there and beat them.
That claim is false, by the way.
What?
That the country was built basically by white folks.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's also suggested that only white males died at the battles of Gettysburg and Normandy, which is patently untrue.
Yeah, and why is he making that point?
Correct.
I mean... Okay, let's say that's the case. Is he denying slavery? Is he denying there was slavery?
No. I'm just thinking, it sounds like he doesn't think it was that bad.
Oh, I see. Slavery wasn't that bad. Slavery wasn't bad, guys. It was a phase. It was a phase we were going through where white people owned black people and would make them work for nothing. And if they did work hard enough, they'd beat the shit out of them. And they would surely rape them, often.
Oh. Quote, Pat Buchanan, America has been the best country on earth for black folks. It was here that 600,000 black people brought from Africa in slave ships grew into a community of 40 million.
Oh, my God!
Were introduced to Christian salvation.
Oh, my God. So that makes it worth it.
And reached the greatest levels of freedom and prosperity blacks have ever known.
Blacks!
We hear the grievances. Where's the gratitude?
Gosh. Gee. So. What a fucking snowflake. You know, one thing goes wrong in one of these rich white guy lunatics in his day, like his golf game gets fucked up. Oh, it's all pissed. He's raging. He's beating his wife. And this guy say, hey, where's your gratitude for the slavery?
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Equal opportunity. He also hates the gay.
Oh, yes. Duh.
Calls gay people sodomites.
Okay, thanks.
Says
wow,
they are, quote, literally hell-bent on Satanism and suicide.
Wow. So evolved, enlightened.
Falsely claims that homosexuality is a disorder that can be handled with therapy.
Boy. Jeez.
And has said, this is creepy, in a healthy society, homosexuality will be contained, segregated, controlled and stigmatized.
So he's saying they contained, would be put in camps that contained
segregated.
Camps
that's what kind of what that sounds like to me.
Stigmatized, meaning blamed for all of society's woes. And then what, Pat? And then what once they're contained and have been properly stigmatized? Then what?
Well, you'd have to ask Mr. Buchanan. He'll be on the newly relaunched McLaughlin Group.
What an God! What shame on them for giving this guy a platform. I mean, really.
That's a story over at Media Matters.
Contained and stigmatized.
Creepy.
Wow, Pat, why don't you run for president again? And that somebody says, hey, what's your policy on gay marriage? And you'll say something like, or marriage equality. You'll say something like, well, you know, gay people need to be contained, stigmatized.
Did he win anything? I don't remember, like a primary or
Iowa, maybe.
When he ran, I don't remember exactly what how Pat Buchanan did.
I think he did shitty, Pat.
Way before my time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is good. So you know. It is only Wednesday.
Yes.
This is another Faithless Friday-ish story.
Right.
Here, jump down this way.
Right, right.
There goes my mic. Go!
Jeez.
Sorry, everybody.
Buchanan's campaign in 2000 was plagued by controversy, party infighting, and ultimately the Florida recount controversy. Buchanan ran on an anti-NAFTA, pro-life, anti-war, non-interventionist platform.
The Trumpian platform, essentially. Proto-Trumpian.
Whoever wrote this on Wikipedia, you didn't mention immigration? This motherfucker's been calling for a wall forever. They're not going to mention immigration.
What else have I got here?
Yes.
That's from, like I said, Media Matters.
Right.
.org. One of the hosts on Fox Business said that the super rich should never pay more than 33% tax rate.
Who gives a fuck about the super rich?
Exactly.
Take their shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't know any super rich people. I don't care about them. Not one bit. Fuck them. They're fine. And yes, let's take more of their money. Let's take most of their money. Who cares? There's less of them.
They'll be okay.
They'll be fine.
And there are ways to do it. Like, I like Bernie's transaction tax on all this gambling.
Oh, yeah.
These millions of transactions every second of all these derivatives and commodities and all this flying around. That the tiniest bit of a percentage point off of each one would still raise billions and billions of dollars.
But I like Elizabeth Warren's platform. We're just going to take their shit, baby.
Well, money based on their wealth.
Right. I mean, that's more, right?
She wants 2 cents on every dollar over 50 million of wealth.
Of course. I don't even know how to. I mean, that would be a great, that's great. That would fund lots of great things, right?
And how does that work? Is that like a one-time deal? Is that a year? Is that every year you pay 2%?
It's a year, of course.
All of your assets above 50 million.
Let me ask you something. Are you making $50 million a year?
Well, it's not income. It's wealth.
Oh, that's different. You're right. Yes. Every time yes. If I'm in charge, it's every time. And sometimes
so your mega yacht, as long as you have it, you're going to be paying 2% of its value every year.
And again, I'm going to address the mega yacht.
Tax, whatever the tax.
We're coming to get the mega yacht. I'm sorry. You don't need the mega yacht. You can take your mega yacht.
Well, they don't need six.
Shove it up your asshole.
They don't need 10 like Betsy DeVos has.
You know why you don't need a mega yacht?
They can have one.
No. When you walk around in fucking California, there are people sleeping in camps outside in tents. You can take your mega yacht and shove it up your dick hole.
But
we're taking it.
They can make it so that happens and still have their mega yacht. They're the last, like second to the last person in Monopoly right now. They're the one with all the money.
Right.
Somebody's desperately holding on to a couple of orange.
A
couple of the orange and one utility.
Yes.
And trying not to land on any of this asshole's properties because, you know, you're just going to get rented into oblivion and they're going to own the whole thing.
That's what I do in Monopoly. I blow through my money as fast as possible. I buy up everything. And then later on in the game, everybody pays for it. Oh, it's lovely. But that's not how I treat life. I can't buy it. You know, I'm not buying up anything.
Supposedly, the Monopoly game was made as a criticism of capitalism.
Oh, God, I never heard that.
Way back in the day.
I mean, I personally don't dig it. I find it depressing. I don't really want to pay any bills when I'm, do you know what I mean? It's a real bummer.
Well, right, and how many times do you end up, because people want to be kind and nice, floating alone to somebody that gets kicked out or something like that. It's like, well, you know, you're out of the game, but
right. I will give you $200, but when you, I'll give you, you know what you do? I say, here's $100. When you pass go, I get all of it. I get everything you get. Every time you pass go, I get all of it until I'm paid back. And your properties are mortgaged. So when I land on them, all I pay is the bare minimum in rent.
Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's a great game. And you might draw a card where you go to jail. And then when you're in jail, you can't collect on your properties.
But you can buy your way out.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can.
Like good capitalism.
Right, and you put that money in the middle. And I want to land on that free parking. And when I land on
the rules, by the way.
Yeah. And when I land on that free parking and there's all that money there, I'm buying all the hotels. And I'm going to make you poor as shit.
You're not going to spread the wealth into your poorer co-players?
My opponents?
Look at all this money I won.
Yeah, look at all my fucking money.
I'm going to help you out because you've only got one of the purples and
no.
Illinois.
I got hotels on Baltic.
It's such a horrible game. It really is.
Yeah, it really. Play something else. You know?
It encourages nasty Trumpian behavior.
What's your piece?
I beg your pardon?
You know what I mean.
The car or the dog.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you didn't say a thimble. I hate when people say thimble. Nobody likes a thimble. People say thimble when they're trying to sound, I don't know, special. Look at me.
Or
I'm
they
the
have
thimble.
A speech impediment. They're trying to say simple.
Thimble.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, yes. We're going to do this again to Molly.
Yeah.
Trump's America, y'all.
Fuck you,
we've got a wonderful example from our police.
You know what? Before we are off this Monopoly stuff, my favorite neighborhood to corner, the red, and then around the corner there's all the blues. I mean, the green, North Carolina. That if you can,
those are brutal. Yeah,
yeah, because you get those as fast as you can. People land on them, they're fucked. At least get all three, and then the rent's doubled. No, it's tripled, I believe, without houses, if it's undeveloped. So by the time they land on Boardwalk, I'll buy Boardwalk. It's $400. No, you won't, dickhead. You're poor as fuck, and I'm not giving you a loan, because I'm getting Boardwalk.
Because I'm Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
It's really a horrible game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is Michigan.
Fuck you.
This is from the Detroit Metro Times.
Yes.
Royal Oak, Michigan, I guess.
Right.
Devin Myers was walking to In Season Cafe on 4th Street.
Hello.
Means nothing to any of us. Not
Royal Oak is a really nice neighborhood. It's Yeah, it's nice. Fancy.
When officers approached him and began questioning him.
Yes.
They stopped the 20-year-old black man for, quote,
oh, God,
looking suspiciously at a white woman.
Oh, my God, dude. That is crazy. That is crazy. Suspiciously.
He stayed calm, wisely. And said the officers are wasting their time. Somebody else was videoing.
Right.
I don't know if we can hear
I wonder
this.
What the look is. I want to know the look that you aren't allowed to give a white woman because it's suspicious. What is it like this?
Hello, this is Kamiko. And I am in Royal Oak, Michigan. I was going to the CVS.
Oh, it sounds like this white woman here is talking to the police, saying you're looking at me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I got a friend that he recently got out of prison. He was there 12 years, and when he was in prison, eventually he got on some kind of work release and. Not work. He was able to go off the prison and work in different places, you know, with other prisoners. And he got in trouble one day because he was, quote unquote, eyeballing a woman.
Oh, God.
And he, you know, what and the prisoners, he says, you're not allowed to make eye contact with women. If you're a male prisoner, like, you have to keep your eyes cast down.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was looking at her, and one of the guards saw it, and he got in trouble. Eyeballing or some kind of eyeballing.
The woman filming is Kamiko Adolf is her name. Okay. She broadcast it live on Facebook, which is wise. Never just video it on your camera, because the popo can grab that shit and delete it and have.
Right. They take your camera
and then delete shit. And there's times where people have recovered shit that was deleted because the cops don't know how to really delete something.
They
just regularly delete it.
You know, they're stupid.
Realize it's gone. It's not gone.
Boo.
The best way to do it is to send it to either YouTube Live or Facebook Live, because it's saved automatically.
Yeah.
In their servers then.
Pro tip.
She narrates, she says, this young man was stopped because a Caucasian lady said he looked at her suspiciously.
My God.
He has been pulled over walking, going to eat by two police officers, she says, for suspicious of being black.
Is this something from To Kill a Mockingbird you're reading?
The In-Season Cafe reportedly covered his meal. They felt horrible for him.
Yeah. That was nice.
Let me see.
Hello. This is Kamiko. and I am in Royal Oak, Michigan. I was going to the CVS over here when this young man is stopped because a Caucasian lady said that he looked at her suspiciously, and he has been pulled over walking to go to eat by two police officers for suspicion of being black and looking at the car.
He looked at her. Two police cars.
Wait, are we sure this isn't a story about Sylvester Stallone and his estate? Like, if you work at Sylvester Stallone's house, you're not allowed to make eye contact with him, right? It's him or some other loony celebrity. They have that fucking rule. Don't look at him.
So that's God. All we have so far. I'm sure there'll be more.
Don't look at me.
About this one.
Oh, my God.
He was allowed to go free. I'll bet that he had the ID, and he shouldn't have had to.
What do you mean? Oh, show his ID.
Yeah.
Papers, please.
Right.
Jeez.
And he probably could have legally refused. I'm sure they would have hauled him off.
I still want to know.
Him,
yeah.
But
I still want to know the look you're not allowed to give people.
I don't. Suspiciously.
Do you think. Listen, I'm just asking. Do you think this look has anything to do with skin color?
Well, you know, I don't know.
A dog walked past me, and I was perfectly still, and my feet didn't get bitten.
Oh, there you go.
I'm in the zone.
She's looking for trouble, though.
Yes, she is.
She's looking around, like, looking for something to bite. Thanks for joining us. We got a few minutes left here. There we go. A few minutes left here on the big old show.
Okay.
You're not going to like this news.
Okay, it's about a snake. We got a snake loose in Florida. Stop it.
That there is a, well, it's Atlantic, so it might not be as bad.
Fuck you.
But there is an increased likelihood that this year's hurricane season will be above normal.
Wait. It's already August.
Now that the irregular weather pattern known as El Nino has faded.
El Fucko. So, wait. So, you're right. What happened? Oh, shit. Is it bad? Damn. Are you bleeding?
I will be. I know.
God. Well, intern. Jeez.
It was because she didn't quite make it and was raking her back nails down the side of my leg trying
Why
to,
is
to,
she choosing
to save the jump.
To jump in your lap under the desk. No. I mean, she's threading the needle to do this, you know?
Scientists now predict 10 to 17 named storms throughout the season, which runs June through November.
November. How many?
10 to 17 named storms.
God.
We're already into August.
But none of them are coming in the Gulf.
5 to 9 of them could become hurricanes, including 2 to 4 major hurricanes of Cat 3 or higher.
Right. Great. Cool.
We've already had a couple.
Yes.
Hurricane Barry was a Category 1 that hit Louisiana in July.
Yes.
So there we go.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Might be above normal for the rest of the hurricane season.
Yeah, but then next year it'll be fine, right? It's not getting worse.
No, not at all.
Hey, is the bullshit in Greenland, does that affect our fucking weather? All the shit that's melting there faster than we thought? Does that affect our hurricanes?
Well, yeah, because of the cascading effect from the trapped carbon in a lot of the melting ice and stuff. It's,
you know, I'm just thinking, as soon as you say that, like somebody like Mike Pence or Donald Trump or some other Republican, they just stop listening, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
He's talking about science. Fuck that. I'm a big racist.
They're paid a lot of money to.
Oh, yeah.
To stop listening.
Yes. Yeah.
The fossil fuel industry.
Oh, okay. They're great.
We do have... Yeah, I was going to do when animals get pissed, but it's like it's just a gator wasn't found in somebody's house in North Carolina.
Why? I mean, why was it there? Why was the gator in someone's house?
I don't know. Just it's hanging out.
I know why it was there. I had a pet gator. It's a foot long. Now I have a pet gator. It's 5 feet long.
It wasn't their gator.
It came into the toilet.
We also have a... Now she's destroying a pillow in the corner. She's like all frisky. 16-year-old Hawaiian surfer.
Oh, shit.
Had a lucky escape, Ryan.
Lucky?
When a shark came up out of the water and bit a huge chunk out of his surfboard.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Max. Oh, this is a great native Hawaiian name. Kali'i Kipi. Kali'i Kipi.
Wow.
16, was surfing about 100 yards off Makaha Beach.
100 yards out. Damn, that's a long fucking way. Don't these people know there's sharks out there?
7:30 p.m. on Sunday when he spotted the shark's fin in the water next to him.
Oh, my God. Get me the fuck out of this fucking water.
He said, it goes underneath the water. I put my feet on top of my board. I'm just sitting there looking around for it. And then, boom, it comes up underneath me and bites my board. He said the shark appeared to be 10 to 12 feet long.
Yes. And did how, I mean, geez, that's terrifying, right? I mean, God. Yeah, she has something in her mouth. I don't know what the fuck it is. Jeez. Can you imagine seeing a shark like that, 10 to 12 feet long?
Kali'i Kipi told the TV, then boom, it comes underneath me, bites the board. I was literally, and I'm not exaggerating, literally, it was an inch or two in front of my feet where the shark bit the board off.
I know what that's like, because often my feet are attacked.
He said he swam exactly the same
yeah.
thing. He swam back to shore as fast as he could. Oh, I can imagine that.
Get me out of here! Well, I mean, I guess, or do you just try to...
But listen to this. Kali'i Kipi says he does not plan to surf solo anymore.
Okay. He wants to go. He wants to make a friend go with him?
Next time, I'm just going to go in the daytime with friends, not surfing alone anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to get in the water at night because that shit is dangerous. You know what I mean? It's not great.
An Oregon surfer.
Yes.
Also recently had a similarly harrowing encounter.
Yes.
When a shark knocked him off of his surfboard.
Right.
Off the coast of Pacific City.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
That shark left a bite on the board about 6 inches away where his leg was.
God damn. And now he's like, I'm not going to go out alone. I'm going to make a friend go with me and be exposed to this dangerous shark bullshit. Wow, what a great guy.
You chum your friend.
Oh, yeah.
For him.
Hey, dude, you're just increasing the odds that you'll survive. You're bringing your friend with you.
Just wear this bag full of meat. It keeps sharks away.
I'm going to slather you down with sausage.
So there you go. Just a couple of stories.
Yeah. A couple of fucked up stories.
Especially the shark one.
Because, oh yeah.
I mean, once your board has been bitten.
Yeah.
You're trying to hightail it back. Thinking the entire time that motherfucker's coming in for round two.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I mean,
why? I don't know. And also, I mean, I know we didn't really do this story, but how the fuck does an alligator get in your house? You know, that's the other thing. See, this story, to me, the guy at the surfboard, you know, I'm not.
I think it was on the patio.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it got in.
There's an alligator on the patio.
It's in North Carolina.
It's not a euphemism. Yeah.
Just don't be black and look at a white woman.
Oh yeah,
suspiciously.
No eyeballing.
I couldn't. When I read that, I was like, "This is a joke, right? This is."
It really sounds like something you might read in *To Kill a Mockingbird*.
This is the 21st century. I mean,
yeah,
it's
You are allowed to look at things. And you don't, why did that person think that you don't know what's going on? You don't know that the look is directed at you. Isn't that subjective?
Well, yeah.
And it's a look. It's a look.
For now, looking suspiciously.
I'm fairly sure no one has, like, what does Superman have? Heat vision?
Oh, we've only got a couple minutes left here. Another one just popped up.
Yes.
This is great. Arkansas.
Fuck you.
A jail administrator's wife.
Oh, shit.
Was arrested after she allegedly pulled a gun.
Okay.
And detained four black students who were going door to door for a school fundraiser.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
The police chief issued a media statement saying that officers responded to a suspicious person's report, found 46-year-old Jerry Kelly holding a gun on four juveniles she had lying on the ground.
Right. Jeez.
The officer let the children stand up. They explained they were selling discount cards for school football games.
She had a gun pulled on them and made them lie on the ground? God, guys. Shove it up your ass with these guns.
Shockingly, she ended up getting arrested.
Oh, okay.
On four counts of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and endangering the welfare of a minor.
Yeah. Jeez, they're selling bullshit to high school football games. Not everyone is out to get you.
Her husband is the Cross County Jail Administrator.
Yes.
But the sheriff insists that she didn't get any special treatment.
Right.
So there you go. Fundraising students. You know how kids I know here at Walmart, a lot of times there's frequently high school football teams or sports teams.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fundraising in front of the Walmart.
And
some of them are black.
But do you shoot at them?
Hold them at gunpoint. Make them. Put him down on the ground.
What happened to you today? Oh, these kids were trying to raise money for a football team bullshit, whatever. I got charged with false imprisonment and endangering a child. I'm a lovely person.
Well, and then she apparently was the one who called the police.
Oh, really?
If they were responding to a suspicious person reports,
oh my God.
She must have called the police.
See, this...
And they were like, we rang her doorbell, and she pulled a gun on us.
Now, really quickly, this speaks to that study we covered a while back that said, if you have a gun, you are more likely to escalate a situation.
There's no situation.
But right!
To escalate.
But right! I mean, it's crazy!
There's four high school black kids raising money for their football team.
And her defense is, I feared for my life.
Oh, sure. There's four raging demons on her front doorstep when she opened the door.
Do you think she was taking race into account in this situation?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be back to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes as a podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, all over the fucking place.
Yay.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.